100 word stories.
Today's story, hit the keyboard. It's called Punch a Nazi in the Face, and it's by Lawrence Simon. The problem with Punch a Nazi in the Face is that I think by now, nearly all of them are dead. And when there were a few alive, the fucking ACLU was defending them in court, lying about them having been Nazis and so forth. Demyanyuk was a kindly, sweet old retired automaker. Rudolf Hess was just following orders. He was giving them too, asshole. Fucking lawyers. Maybe it should be punch fucking lawyers in the face. Lawyers, you know who they are. They have degrees and law licenses, and in England they have silly white wigs. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can check out more in the archives, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And you can Google names like Tony Busby and, who is that creep that defended Roger Clemens? When he gets hired, that the person is a guilty asshole. Rusty Hardin. So if you ever see the name Rusty Hardin, just think guilty asshole. Anyway, the best, perversion of justice money can buy. Anyway, thank you all for listening. oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I'm sure, whatever, who cares. If Rusty Hardin sues me, I'll hire Tony Busby. And if Tony Busby sues me, I'll hire Rusty Hardin. If they both sue me, you know that they're guilty. Anyway, thank you all for listening. And as always, keep it brief. I'd like to add an addendum. Anyone who thinks that this will materially harm either of those two, you should know how rich they are. So, plus, the people that hire them, they're still going to hire them. It's not like someone's going to, this bullshit podcast out there said horrible things. I'd better hire an honest lawyer. I'd better not contaminate the jury. I'd better not harass the witnesses. Whatever. Welcome to America.